It's beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 5200 Evidence Cove, Spicewood, Texas, 78669. Or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we continue the series, Are Lesbians and Homosexuals Demon-Possessed? We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars's message. Up next is Alan Jackson with 'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus and the Old Rugged Cross, after which we will begin Pastor Mars's sermon.
Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus and to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise and to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more.
I'm so glad I've learned to trust Thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend, and I know that Thou art with me, will be with me to the end.
Jesus, Jesus, cling to the old rugged cross. its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. And I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. Exchange it someday for a crown. Yeah, I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for.
Now first, let's turn to your Bibles, to Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 18, beginning with verse 22. Let's see what God said to the people, to his people, his holy people, about homosexuality. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination. Now, friends, that's pretty clear, isn't it? I mean, there's no mistaking God's intention. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination. Now, go very quickly to verse 24, and we read on. God said, defile not ye yourselves in any of these things, for in all these the nations are defiled which I cast out before you. And the land, said God, verse 25, is defiled. Therefore I do visit the iniquity thereof upon it. And the land itself vomiteth out her inhabitants. My friends, even the earth itself will reject you if you're a homosexual or a lesbian. God has planned nature this way. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination. And God says you are defiled if you do these things. And even the earth itself is commanded by God to vomit you out. Now, friends, these are very, very severe things. God will spew you out because you defile your own body. Well, you say, but Tex, you don't understand. This may have been Israel, but look at all the other lands and all of the things that the archaeologists and the anthropologists are finding, that this Polynesian island nation practiced sodomy, and this Greek culture practiced sodomy, and they didn't think there was anything wrong with it. That's right, my friends, they didn't. And now go to Leviticus chapter 18, verse 30. It says, therefore, God says, therefore shall ye keep mine ordinance, that ye commit not any one of these abominable customs. That's right, it is the customs in those nations. I don't doubt that. But there are many customs, human sacrifice, torture, that were prevalent among the Mayans, the Aztecs, and the Incas, for example, in the North American, South American continents. But God was against it, and he is against it. Now, turn quickly to Leviticus chapter 20, verse 13. Chapter 20, verse 13. Here's what God said. If a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with a woman, both of them, that's both of the men then, both of them have committed an abomination, they shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. My friends, that was God's judgment. The two who were caught in the act, who committed this abomination that God called it, homosexuality, God said they'll be put to death. Who is responsible for their blood being shed? They are, said God. Their blood shall be upon them. Now, friends, if you say, well, but that's Old Testament. You better read Matthew 5, verses 17 through 19. Jesus said he came not to destroy the law, but to fulfill the law. He said every iota, and I'm paraphrasing him, you better read it yourself, every iota of the law, every jot, every tittle will be fulfilled. Keep that in mind. As you know, in Genesis chapters 18 and 19, there's very clear message there that God is extremely angry and distressed over this sexual perversion of homosexuality because Sodom and Gomorrah saw judgment. That's Genesis chapters 18 and 19. The tragedy of Sodom and Gomorrah. And of course, Sodom, that's where our modern word sodomy comes from. Well, but is it in the New Testament? Well, of course it is. God considered this evidently such an important issue, he wanted to leave no question in the minds of his children here on earth. Romans chapter 1, verses 26 through 32 is very important. Read with me, would you, my friend? Romans chapter 1, verse 26. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. Now before we continue, friends, I want you to understand something here. There is something very, very tragic and horrible about what I've just read to you. At least, I don't mean that the Bible is horrible. I mean the consequences of homosexuality are heinous and grotesque. It says, for this cause, God gave them up. My friends, what a horrible fate waits those whom God has given up on. Now, we continue with verse 27. It says, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another. Men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. Oh my goodness, do you know what the Bible is saying there? You see, the men left what is natural, which is to have sex in marriage with women, and instead they burned in lust one toward another, men with men. And Paul says they work that which is unseemly. In other words, it's not right. It can't really naturally even seem right. It's unseemly. Now, what is the consequences? What are the consequences? The horrible total vile nature here is revealed when we see that for this horrible deed, they receive a recompense. In other words, God pays them a payday that they don't want, I assure you. It says there that they receive in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. In other words, what they deserved, they got. My friends, homosexuals and lesbians will get what they deserve. And that is very scary. And they'll receive it in their own bodies. Now, a lot of people say, well, could that be like AIDS? Absolutely. But I think it's more than that. I think AIDS, no doubt, is a consequence. You say, well, now, Tex, don't heterosexuals get AIDS? How about babies with tainted blood transfusions? Of course, and God knows that. God is merciful. And of course we should have mercy and love and sensitivity and caring and concern for anyone with AIDS, even a homosexual. But you see, it says here that God himself recompenses the individual. He makes sure that they receive in their own bodies or in themselves. And I think there's something here you have to understand. It's not necessarily just their body. They receive in themselves the consequences of this error. And they deserve it. It was meat, which was meat, it says. Now, friends, I believe we're basically talking here in addition to a ravaging of the body. I believe that these people could well be possessed by demon spirits. This would be receiving in themselves, in other words, in their souls, they will be possessed by demon spirits. Now, friends, I'm telling you, demon spirits will make you do insane, psychopathic, and sexually perverted things. You'll remember that Jesus, when he came upon the man in the tombs, and the man was naked, he had torn off his clothes. He was an exhibitionist, but he was wild. And when Jesus came close, guess what the man said? Nothing. Oh, you say, well, Tex, that's not biblical. Oh, I can show you. It wasn't the man who cried out. It was the demon spirits in the man that cried out. Oh, my friends, listen. They cried out to Jesus and they said, Lord or Master, what have we to do with thee? That's the demon spirit speaking. They said, why do you torment us before our time? Oh, you see, demon spirits know that someday they're finished. God has given them only a short span on this earth because they're fallen angels who have rebelled against God, and they too know that they will be recompensed for their evil works. And they know that they're going to get their comeuppance in a bad, bad way eventually. But they figure, hey, listen, it shouldn't come any earlier than it should, I guess you might say. And they cried out to Jesus, the demon spirits, and this man who was totally naked and had torn off all of his clothes. No telling what abominations he had done right there in that cemetery, that graveyard. And you know, the demon said, Jesus, God of the universe, why are you tormenting us before our time? Hey, just the very presence, the sight of Jesus was a tormenting thing to those demon spirits. I'm telling you, friends, I've known of New Age occultic believers that if their loved one opened this Bible, just opened the Bible, they literally would fall on their knees and they would begin to moan and groan in pain. Because they were demon-possessed. And every homosexual and lesbian, my friends, is demon-possessed. And that's why they have their physical affectations. That's why the male homosexual has his girlish voice, his feminine ways, his limp wrist, his facial expressions, his entire body. He has received in himself the just due of his sins. And the woman with her butch haircut and her manly ways and looks, and behavior, and emotions. This is a sign of demon possession. And I believe when the demon goes out of the person, they won't have that kind of behavior at all. They won't be limp-wristed. If the demon spirits were ever to leave Michael Jackson, he wouldn't be some little limp-wristed guy who is a child molester, he'd be a changed person. He would be born again. He would be transformed into the family of God. And let me tell you something, friends. There are no homosexuals in the family of God. And I'll prove that to you. Just stay with me. And we would keep reading out verse 28. It says, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, remember now, What we're seeing here is they didn't like to retain God. They don't even want to think about God. They don't want to think about Jesus Christ. These people are liars and they're reprobates and they don't want anything to do with the real Jesus Christ. They have demon spirits and the demon spirits recognize Jesus and they say, "Don't torment us before our time, Jesus." It says here in verse 28, Romans chapter 1, it says, "And even as they," that is these homosexuals and lesbians, "and even as they did not lack to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient." That's right, my friends. That's why they're demon-possessed. Do you understand what it says there? God gave them over. What did he give them over to? A reprobate mind. They're demon-possessed. Reprobates. He gave them over. They have no part of Jesus Christ in them. They can't. They're reprobates. And their mind is totally consumed by Satan and his demon spirits. And it says that he gave them over to do things which are not convenient. That means that are not right, that are not proper for human beings or even human nature. Now, what kind of things did he give them over to? Well, read on to verse 29. "Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful." I'm telling you, friends, this is a description of homosexuals and lesbians. I didn't make it up. God wrote it in his book. Imagine being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, and on, malignity, deceit, debate, envy, murder, boasters, backbiters, evil, disobedient, covenant breakers, no understanding, no natural affection, no mercy. And then we sum up in verse 32. It says, "Who, knowing the judgment of God," oh, they know the judgment of God. Let me tell you something, friend. They'll holler and they'll scream at you and they'll call you a homophobe and a hater and a bigot. And you know why? Because they already know the judgment of God. Those demon spirits know the judgment of God. From afar, the demon-filled man in the tombs cried out, "Jesus, God, what have we to do with thee? Why do you torment us before our time?" Oh, they knew the judgment was coming for them. And let me tell you something, in the heart and soul of every homosexual and lesbian is a knowledge of the judgment of God. It says here, "Who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them." Now friends, they know the judgment of God. They know that what they're committing, what they're doing, those things are worthy of death, but they do them anyway. And they don't just do them, they have pleasure in them.
"If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky, it's beginning to rain."
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.